DOJ, federal arrests of foreigners more than tripled in last 20 years. By John Binder on August 22, 2019. The number of federal arrests of foreign nationals, that is non-United States citizens living in the country, has more than tripled over the last two decades. New Department of Justice, DOJ, data reveals. A report by DOJ finds that while federal arrests of U.S. citizens rose just 10% between 1998 and 2018, federal arrests of non-U.S. citizens rose about 234% over the same period. For example, in 1998, 63% of all federal arrests were of U.S. citizens, while non-U.S. citizens accounted for about 37% of all federal arrests. In 2018, about 64% of all federal arrests were of non-U.S. citizens, accounting for 24% of all federal drug arrests, 25% of all federal property arrests, and 28% of all federal fraud arrests. U.S. citizens, on the other hand, make up a small minority of federal arrests today, accounting for only 36% of all federal arrests in 2018. The data is not broken down on how many of these U.S. citizens are naturalized citizens, foreign-born, and how many are native-born U.S. citizens. Though non-U.S. citizens represent just 7% of the total U.S. population, they accounted for 15% of all federal arrests and 15% of all prosecutions for non-immigration-related crimes in 2018. This indicates that non-U.S. citizens were about 2.3 times as likely to be arrested or prosecuted for non-immigration-related crimes. Last year, about 85% of federal arrests of non-U.S. citizens were for immigration offenses, and another 5% of the arrests were for immigration-related offenses. For perspective, in 1998, about 19,556 non-U.S. citizens were arrested for immigration offenses. By 2018, that number has ballooned to nearly 106,000 arrests, more than 5 times, or a 441% increase, the total of just 20 years ago. For non-immigration offenses, the total of federal arrests for non-U.S. citizens between 1998 and 2018 increased nearly 8%, and between 2017 and 2018 rose almost 10%. Non-U.S. citizens were most likely to be prosecuted for illegal re-entry, that is illegal aliens who have been previously deported, drugs, fraud, alien smuggling, and misuse of visas. A similar DOJ report released this year found that more than 88% of non-U.S. citizen federal convicts are illegal aliens who had been living in the country, Breitbart News reported. Of the nearly 30,000 non-citizen federal convicts sentenced between October 2017 and September 2018, about 8 in 9 were illegal aliens who had either crossed the southern border or overstayed their visa.